Hello, dear friends and listeners. How are you? How's everything? If you're ready, let's start our weekly class. And today we have lesson 11 of our book. Let's start. If you remember, last session, Bob went to village market in order to sell his wife's cookies. Remember? Now they are discussing, Bob and the salesperson are discussing about the prices, okay? The price of each cookie. Now let's go forward sentence by sentence, and I will tell you each sentence vocabulary structure and etc. Let's start.
Lesson 11. Bob drives a hard bargain. Carol from the village market calls Bob to discuss Susan's scrumptious cookies. Carol and Bob discuss how much Bob will receive for each cookie.
Hi, Bob. How's it going?
Hi, Bob. How's it going? Remember, exactly today, the beginning of our class, I told you, how's it going? It means, how's life? What's up? Remember last session we have what's up? چطوری؟ چه خبر؟ برای احوال پرسی for greeting برای احوال پرسی استفاده میشه. How's it going? What's up? How are you? It means
Fine, thanks Carol.
Fine, thanks Carol. See? Carol said, Carol is the salesperson. Carol said, "Hi Bob, how's it going?" And Bob said, "Thanks. Fine, thanks Carol." Okay? So, how's it going means, how are you?
How are you?
How are you?
Can't complain.
Can't complain. Can't complain means, can't complain. C-O-M-P-L-A-I-N. Can't complain means, everything is okay. I'm okay. Okay? خوبم. همه چی خوبه. Can't complain.
Bob, I've had a chance to crunch some numbers.
Bob, I had a chance to crunch some numbers. To have a chance to do something means to when you are able to do something or for example, you happen to do something. وقتی که یک کاری رو موفق میشی انجامش بدی. You success in doing something. You can say, I had a chance. Okay? For example, I had a chance to see that movie last night. دیشب تونستم اون فیلم رو ببینم. I had a chance to see that movie last night. I had a chance to go to theater. Last week. نه هفته گذشته تونستم برم تئاتر ببینم. I had a chance to go to theater last week. So I had a chance to crunch some numbers. Crunch number means to perform number, to show number. I had a chance to crunch some numbers.
I can pay you 50 cents per cookie.
I can pay you 50 cents per cookie. She had a chance to crunch some numbers. It means she has sold some cookies, okay? چند تا کلوچه فروخته تونسته بفروشه و حالا تونسته یه عدد تقریبی به دست بیاره. Remember last session she said I can't give you exact number. جلسه قبل وقتی که داشتن راجع به فروش کلوچه ها و قیمت ها صحبت میکردن وقتی که باب راجع به قیمت پرسید گفت فروشنده گفت خانوم فروشنده گفت نمیتونم قیمت دقیق رو بهت بدم. حالا میگه I had a chance to crunch some number. میگه الان تونستم یه سری عدد رو به دست بیارم. عدد حدس بزنم. اوکی؟ متوجه بشم. I can pay you میتونم بهت بپردازم 50 cents per each cookie برای هر کلوچه. Per means for. Per each cookie, for each cookie.
That's out of the question.
That's out of the question. That's out of the question. Out of the question means impossible. When something is impossible, it is out of question. For example, my father is a driver. پدرم راننده است. He earns 10 million yes 10 million each month. هر ماه 10 میلیون پول در میاره. And that's out of question. این غیر ممکنه. Okay? For example, I'm talking to someone. دارم با یه نفر صحبت میکنم. And I say و میگم My father is a driver. پدرم راننده است. He earns 10 million each month. هر ماه 10 میلیون کار میکنه. در میاره. And my friend says That's out of question. این غیر ممکنه. That's impossible. Okay, now, the woman said, I can pay you 50 cents per cookie. And Bob said, that's out of question.
At that price, it's not worth our while.
That price is not worth our while. Worth someone's while means worthy someone's time and efforts. Worthy of someone's time and efforts. Worth our while. Worthy someone's time and effort, it means. خب, worth our while, همجور که گفتم معنی worthy someone's effort and time, یعنی ارزش سعی و تلاش و وقت گذاشتن کسی رو داشته باشه. Worth our while. For example, this job is not worth my while. I just earn 400 thousands each month. این کار اصلا برای من ارزش وقت و تلاش گذاشتن رو نداره. هر ماه فقط 400,000 تومان به دست میارم. در میارم. پس worth our while, worth someone's while. Worth W-O-R-T-H. Our while, while W-H-I-L-E. Okay? Again, back. The woman said, I can pay you 50 cents per cookie. گفت برای هر کلوچه میتونم بهتون 50 سنت بدم. Bob said, that's out of question. این غیر ممکنه. That's impossible. It's not worth our while. ارزش تلاش و کار ما رو نداره این قیمت. خب, it's not worth our while.
The ingredients alone cost us.
The ingredients alone costs. Ingredients means مواد. موادی که باهاش کلوچه رو ساخته یا کلا مواد موادی که باهاش غذا مواد اولیه. Okay, مواد اولیه هر غذا رو میگن ingredients. For example, omelet ingredients is tomato and egg. مواد اولیه گوجه. مواد اولیه املت گوجه و تخم مرغ.
Rewind button. Rewind button. Rewind button.
It's 30 cents per cookie.
Costs 30 cents per cookie. Okay? The ingredients alone, خود مواد اولیه به تنهایی cost, قیمتش هست 30 cents per cookie. برای هر کلوچه چقدر؟ 30 cents.
Okay, let me sweeten the deal.
Okay, let me sweeten the deal. Sweeten the deal means to make an agreement more attractive. معامله رو جذاب بکنی. معامله رو یه کاری بکنی که طرف مقابل واسه خوشایندتر بشه. جذابش بکنی. Okay? To make an agreement more attractive. To make an agreement. Agreement means, again, deal. Deal, agreement, contract, معامله, قرارداد. Deal, agreement, contract. All of it means, قرارداد, معامله. To make an agreement more attractive. To sweeten the deal. Sweeten, S-W-E-E-T-E-N, sweeten the deal, deal, D-E-A-L, to make an agreement more attractive, agreement, A-G-R-E-E-M-E-N-T, قرارداد, معامله, توافق, contract, C-O-N-T-R-A-C-T.
Deal, 60 cents per cookie?
60 cents per cookie. برای هر کلوچه 60 سنت.
Carol, my wife and I need to make a living from this business.
Carol, my wife and I want to make a living with this business. Make living means to earn enough money to be alive or to live. انقدر پول به دست بیاری که بتونی یه زندگی معمولی داشته باشی. Make a living. For example, again, my father is a driver. پدرم راننده است. He earns 1 million each month. برای هر ماه 1 million در میاره. It's not enough for make a living. برای زندگی معمولی هم کافی نیست این 1 million. پس make a living to earn enough money to live. Okay? My cousin earns 5 million each month. حالا مثلا پسر عمو هر ماه 5 million در میاره. That's great for make a living. برای زندگی اداره کردن یه زندگی عالیه. حالا make a living پس شد to earn enough money to live. پول کافی به دست بیاری که بتونی یه زندگی معمولی رو داشته باشی.
Okay, you've twisted my arm.
Okay, you've twisted my arm. Twist someone's arm. Remember I told you last session? We had talk someone into doing something. You remember? I told you twist someone's arm again means talk someone into doing something or convince someone or persuade someone. Remember? پس twist someone's arm به معنی قانع کردن کسی. Twist someone's arm or persuade someone or convince someone or talk someone into doing something. Can you Can you lend me your pen? Yes, if you twist my arm.
خودکارت به من قرض میدی؟
بله. اگه منو قانع بکنی. Do you want to borrow my car and drive across the country? میخوای ماشینمو قرض بگیری باهاش توی شهر یا توی محله توی روستا رفت آمد کنی؟
Of course it's out of question. قطعاً غیر ممکن. Remember out of question means impossible. Of course it's out of question.
You can't twist my arm. نمیتونی منو قانع کنی. Okay?
Do you want to borrow my car and drive across the country? Of course it's out of question. You can't twist my arm.
پس twist my arm به معنی قانع کردن یا persuade یا convince یا talk someone into doing something. All of them means قانع کردن.
I'll pay you 75 cents per cookie.
I pay you 75 cents per cookie.
Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. Means accept or not. To accept it or not. قبول کن یا میخوای بخوای نمیخوای نخوای همچین معنی رو داره. For example, I can give you this amount of money. میتونم اینقدر پول بهت بدم. Take it or leave it. همین که هست. میخوای بخوای نمیخوای نخوای.
I won't let you go out with your friend today.
امروز بهت اجازه نمیدم با دوستت بری بیرون. Take it or leave it. میخوای بخوا نمیخوای نخوا. همینی که هست. پس take it or leave it. برای معامله هم استفاده میشه دیگه. For example, I can pay you 50 millions for this car. برای این ماشین بهت 5 میلیون میدم. Take it or leave it. میخوای بخوا نمیخوای نخوا.
Now you're talking. We'll take it.
Now you're talking means now you are saying the right thing. Now you are saying the right thing. الان داری حرف درست رو میزنی. Now you are talking. Okay? First she said I pay you 50 cents, then 60, then 75. Now Bob says now you are talking. الان داری حرف درست رو میزنی. از 50 رسید به 60 سنت. بعد 75 سنت. حالا باب بهش میگه الان داری حرف درست رو میزنی. Now you are talking. We'll take it. الان قبول میکنی.
You drive a hard bargain, Bob.
You drive a hard bargain, Bob. To drive a hard bargain means to have an agreement in one's favor. See, Bob talked and talked and talked until this woman, her name was Carol, until Carol was convinced to pay them 75 cents per cookie. And now Bob wins the agreement. قرارداد و باب الان یا معامله رو باب الان برنده میشه دیگه. Now Bob wins the agreement. So Bob drive a hard bargain. معامله رو به نفع خودش تموم کرد دیگه. پس توی معامله وقتی انقدر چونه بزنی، انقدر
طرف مقابل تو قانع کنی که همه چی به نفع تو باشه، میشه to drive a hard bargain. Bargain. Okay. To drive a hard bargain به معنی چونه زدن هم هست. مثلا توی معامله چونه که میزنی برای سر قیمت به معنی bargain هست.
Yes, but we make a good cookie.
Yes, but we make a good cookie.
Let's get the ball rolling.
Let's get the ball rolling. To get the ball rolling means to start. Let's get the ball rolling. Let's start. Okay? Let's get the ball rolling. Ball, B-A-L-L, rolling, R-O-L-L-I-N-G.
2,000 cookies on Monday morning by 9 a.m.
You bring me 2,000 cookies on Monday morning by 9 a.m. ساعت 9 صبح روز دوشنبه واسه من 2,000 تا کلوچه بیار. Okay? She said, let's get the ball rolling. شروع کنیم. برای روز دوشنبه اینقدر کلوچه واسه من بیار. Okay. This was our lesson today. I hope you enjoy and it will be useful to you. Until next week and next lesson. Enjoy your life. Bye. Take care. Have fun.